Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the things that are said, stupid guy, pompous fool. Some of the words bandied about by the Britain ambassador to the U.S. from the U.K. about President Trump. President Trump tweeting this morning these words, though, stupid guy, pompous fool, about the U.K. ambassador.
Let's go to Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Stephen, what's going on here?
Oh, this is about the reports of cables that Sir Kim Darroch sent home to London over the last several years, calling the Trump administration dysfunctional and inept. The story was published by the Daily Mail over the weekend. And the president yesterday tweeted that he'll no longer deal with the ambassador from the Court of St. James. You know, last night there was a dinner here at the White House, the Treasury Department right next door, and it was for the Emir of Qatar. And all of the glitz and glamour that the Treasury Department, the president, can offer was on display. In fact, some of the big names from Wall Street were on hand. The French ambassador attended, but the White House told us that the British ambassador had been uninvited from the dinner. One emblem of the extent to which, at least as far as this White House is concerned, Sir Kim Darroch is persona non grata. Now, that is a term of art in international relations. And the question is whether the president's going to seek to actually have Sir Kim, the British ambassador, sent home. Well, no one's saying that. But the outgoing government of Theresa May has issued a statement standing by its ambassador, making it clear that Kim Darroch has the prime minister's full support.
Yeah, we'll have to see where this goes. But I can't think of a time in which an ambassador from another country has been and ordered out by the person in the White House. This is something that would be rare if it's happened at all.
Well, certainly not for a personal slight, I can tell you that. But look, the Brits are saying that they employ their ambassadors to do exactly what Kim Darroch has done, which is send back to London an honest reflection of the machinations of this government.
Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.